want to just read through contemplation points about what it means to be the one. One of them or all of them may pull at you or not. So number one is, there's no such thing as empty space. So there's no such thing as empty space, but only places where I have not taken a shape or appeared as something visible. Sometimes I remain invisible and intangible. And in some places I vibrate so that you can see and experience me. I am an unbroken continuum of formless essence. I am omnipresent. I can appear as form or not appear at all, but I am never changed. There are no separate forms or objects. So you can see they're just kind of bullet points about what it is to be the one consciously. If the one being could speak consciously about itself through a human mouth, it would probably say something like this. And they're just really to poke at where we believe in these old ideas. Two, there is no such thing as independent action. All things are interconnected by me. I am the self which is everywhere and everything. No form can act independently of the rest of the totality. Each individual action is an expression of the homogeneous whole that is me. No wave can rise independent of all the other waves or of the ocean itself. I exist always and forever now. Now is unbroken and continuous and never started or can stop. There are no beginnings or endings, and linear time is an illusion based upon the misperception of objects or forms as real and independent things. There is no cause or effect because there is no before or after, or two different times that are really both the unbroken now, as it appears from limited perception. The cause and the effect occur simultaneously and are but two appearances in me. There is no separation possible between cause and effect. There is no karma, actions and their results. Nothing causes anything. Number three, there are no imperfections possible. There can be no imperfections or wrong manifestation in the totality, but only the appearance of it due to human perception and limited expression. All then is of equal value and worth. All is equally divine. The expression of infinite intelligence is always unlimited, but human perception may say sentient or insentient due to the complexity of the appearance. There is only sentience appearing as all of this, and it is always pure and unblemished. Water is always water, whether it appears as ice, steam, or liquid. Human perception artificially takes a moment out of the eternal now and sees an ever-unfolding and evolving appearance as a finished result and calls it imperfect or wrong. Manifestation is a continuous and ever-unfolding expression of appearance and is never finished. Perfection is the only possibility of expression. Manifestation is never imperfect. Four, manifestation is influenced by what has already appeared in form. What manifests in form is influenced by what has already shown up. If the manifestation agrees with what is already in form, due to the current prevailing ideas and thoughts in that area, It is known as fate, destiny, or karma. The appearance of forms will continue to appear in the same, as higher expressions will be impossible due to limited perception. Further manifestation occurs on default, based on what is observed to already exist, and we get more of the same. Creation or manifestation occur on an unconscious loop. If what shows up is not aligned with what is already informed, then it's called spontaneous or miraculous. This is where no thought forms or ideas limit the manifestation, and what appears is automatically the highest expression or appearance possible in any moment. It is possible to completely stop creating by default in this moment and allow all highest manifestations possible to become the new default. The highest manifestation possible in any moment immediately increases upon choosing it. The highest possibility is always increasing and is infinite. Karmic patterns and miracles are two views on the same process. 5. There is no time, space, or distance. Distance, speed, and time are all illusionary and only seem real when the idea that I have a location as a separate being is being believed. When I believe in myself as a separate being, I will see other separate beings and objects everywhere. And I will imagine time and distance between those objects and forms. In reality, there is no single point of perception through one human body only, but only the illusion of it. Time, space, and distance all appear to be true, whilst I believe objectivity is real. While I believe forms are actual real manifestations appearing in me, then there will seem to be infinite locations and points of perception. Manifestation of forms is only an optical illusion. I am always looking from everywhere all at once. I am looking as the entire universe always. Six, the power of the self is equally present everywhere. The power of the self is infinite and present equally everywhere at all times. Formless, empty space is the power. Everything is atomically powerful at all times as an expression of that formless power. The evolution and appearance of form is limited only by the thoughts that shape its expression. There is no more or less powerful. There is no more or less awake or enlightened in reality. Everything is equally powerful. There are no powerful or powerless beings. So, if those feel tasty and appetizing, have at them. If they feel too deep or too far out, just leave them until they feel appealing. It will be, or appearing either, it will be put on the graduate page. And if you at any point feel you should dive into them, have at it. If not, it's absolutely fine. They're just extraordinarily direct ways to kind of get in touch with what it really means to be you.